This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, June 2. The Holy Ghost. Our reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden, and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, "What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him." These are the great things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God, for who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments, for who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Christians used to refer to the Holy Spirit as the Holy Ghost. We probably dropped that term because ghosts are scary, while the Holy Spirit can be our best friend and continuous companion. But maybe we lost some of the mystery of life in the Spirit when we left the word ghost behind. There is a mysterious spiritual world out there beyond what we see with our eyes and hear with our ears. But we can connect with that world when we surrender our life to Christ and are filled with new life in the Holy Spirit. The Bible explains that the natural person cannot understand the things of the Spirit because they are spiritually discerned. When we seek out only material blessings, we miss the greatest blessing of all. When we look only at the world around us, we miss a spiritual reality that is close, real, and available. Life in the Spirit. Come and explore this mysterious reality made concrete by God's revelation in the Bible. Come and meet the person of the Spirit of God. The Spirit is a person, and He wants a personal relationship with you. The Spirit of God wants to fill you, empower you, teach you, enlighten you, lead you, groan with you, pray through you, and even sing through you. The Holy Spirit has marvelous gifts for you and tasty fruit that people around you will crave. Pray with me. Spirit of Jesus, open my eyes to life in the Spirit. May I not miss the hidden wisdom of God by settling for mere glimmers in the natural world around me. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.